Karis, bitches. Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. I'm here with Taylor Strecker. We are FaceTiming, Zooming, whatever the fuck this is, all the way from New York.
Actually, it's New Jersey now, yeah, which breaks my heart.
I just feel like we should still say New York.
You know what? Can we please? It's actually really funny. So I follow Margaret Josephs, who I adore, from The Real Housewives of New Jersey. And the other day, and I know that we all know she lives in New Jersey. And the other day,
I don't watch New Jersey because I don't like New Jersey. Well, see? No, I'm joking. That was, you just kind of like, it was like a wide open. I had to walk through it. I have zero feeling about New Jersey, okay? I don't care.
I highly recommend. But so Margaret lives in northern New Jersey, and actually just really crazy. So Margaret actually like knows all of my ex-in-laws, which is like so wild. And like we podcast together and we were talking about that. And she was like, so I know this aunt and I know this aunt. And I was like, oh shit. So
did you get to talk major shit or were you on your best behavior?
I was like being classic, like a little petty princess. And then she was like, oh, that one said some really nice things about you. And I was like, God damn it. So
oh, no.
I know. Well, that's nice that some of them still speak nicely of me.
Yeah, but it's not when you all of a sudden do the shit talking and then you find that out. Like, that's the worst. That's the worst.
I know.
You know, that actually has to be one of my least favorite parts of podcasting and reality show doing is like when you do the shit talking first and then the person looks at you and she's like, oh, well, she says really nice things about you. And it's like,
the story of our lives. We're such bitches.
Damn it.
She like posted, I could tell from watching the show that she was in her house, and she posted like in location, New York, New York. And I'm like, yeah. Same girl, same. Same girl. Like, I get it.
Same.
I feel her. Like, I'm like, we're both in New Jersey, but we're going to always say we're in New York. Because it's like, it's just like especially when we were on tour traveling around, like I would like get an Ubers or whatever to come to the hotel because we would travel separately. And they're like, oh, where are you coming from? You know, if you forgot to get the one that was like request, please don't talk to me. I always would forget to, like, I would actually get that one and then forget to swipe the button over. So then they thought,
wait, what are you talking about? Oh, request, please don't talk to me?
In an Uber, there's like a special, like, well, what is Uber anymore? But there was like a special one that you could get. It was like Uber, like, VIP.
Yes. No, I've done that. I've done that a few times. People are like, don't you feel guilty? Because I'm like, air conditioning must be on high. Don't talk to me. And people are like, don't you feel like a dick? And I'm like, absolutely not. This is a service, and I really don't like to be spoken to sometimes. There are just days where I don't fucking feel like chatting. This is a service.
Well, and also, like, obviously other people want to do it too. If Uber made it a thing that you can literally,
yes,
choose to pay like $2 more to basically like preset all of the things you want. No talking, no radio, AC on, windows down, whatever you want. But so I got it. I got the special one, and I forgot to set no talking, which means I want talking. So he was like talking the whole time. Then I looked down. I was like, fuck. But he was like, so where are you from? And I'm like, New York City. And everyone's always like, ooh, New York, New York, New York. But like, if now I'm like, I'm from New Jersey, they're going to think it's not, honestly, now that I'm officially, I mean, I have yet to change my license, but they're going to make me for my car. So I will officially be a New Jerseyite. And people, all they think, like, Jersey has the worst reputation, and it's so not fair because it's like a beautiful
blame
state.
Jersey Shore.
I will.
Jersey Shore.
I will.
I didn't know anything about New Jersey until that show came around. Ugh. So it's their fault. I will say this, but hold on. Yes, I get it. You're whining because you live in New Jersey now, but it's a beautiful state. It gets a bad rap. I need to blah, 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 whatever. I'm way more concerned with this Uber situation and the fight to be able to continue to request no talking. And you know what? You made an excellent point where obviously lots of people feel this way,
yeah,
and want to request no talking if they made it an option. Where are those people hiding? Because whenever I tell someone that I do that, they think I'm a fucking monster. And I'm like, where are all the people that requested this? Like, what? Like, it's not just me and Beau.
No,
you know what I mean?
I'll tell you who it is. It's men, it's businessmen, and when they do it, they're just being professional and getting work done and, you know, being like Captain America. But it's like, when we do it, we're being bitches.
Fine, but I'm okay being a bitch. I'm okay at being a bitch. What I don't like is, like, I don't need the Uber drivers coming out here and making me feel bad about it. Because, like, I've seen interviews with them where they're like, it makes us feel like less of a human, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? Like, this is a job. It's like if it's like when I was working at Sir, if a table told me like, hey, please don't come and check in on us, we're like having conversation,
right?
I wouldn't get my feelings hurt. I'd be like, I get it. They're with their family. They're talking. They don't want me to like butt in. I am giving a service. Yep. I totally fucking get it. I'm not getting my panties in a twist or getting my feelings hurt about it. It's like, no, Uber drivers, this isn't about treating you like less of a person. It's just like, I am tired or moody today and I don't feel like making small talk. That's it.
What? If I was an Uber driver and I'd somebody requested it, I would be like, thank fucking God. You know how tired they must be? Oh my God, the small talk.
I think of that too. I thought I was doing them a favor because so they're how many drives are they having to do all day long? Do you think they want to be talking to all of us? No. They're like, I don't want to talk to you. I'm like, I get it. So like, we need to come to some sort of agreement, arrangement. I don't know. But like the chatty Uber drivers just really, they get me down.
Samesies.
Get me down.
But yeah, I don't live in New York City anymore, girl. I live in New Jersey. And that is my reality. But I mean, honestly, in this quarantine, I'm like, so what? I live in New Jersey because my apartment, thank God for this apartment, it is the only thing keeping my relationship together. True story.
Taylor, I think about this all the time because like, I can't believe we're at day what? 70, what day are we at?
I started quarantining. My last day into my radio show was March 13th. And I started doing it, I guess, from home officially the 16th. So there is so much math.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that. Let's just go with like 70 days. Never thought that this would go that long.
No.
Never. And it's still going on. So it's like, I feel like we're going to still have months of this. So it's like,
oh yeah.
If I did not have the house that we moved into.
Oh my God.
Just like if you guys were in your studio apartment right
658
now,
square feet we were in.
What would you, I don't know what, I don't think any couple can make it through that.
No way.
I truly think it doesn't matter how great you are as a couple. It's just,
no,
not possible.
That's almost like being in jail a little bit.
It is like being
Two people in a studio. One person, fine, doable. Two people, not great. I think what would have happened is Tay and I would have left the city
gone to
her sister's
town
in Montclair, New Jersey, and quarantined with them. And then I would have lost my mind. I love her family so much, but there's three kids under the age of six. And I would have had such a hard time doing work there. So then I would have ended up going to my parents outside of Boston. And then we would have probably, I don't know, we would have, it would have caused so much more fighting. I can't even begin to tell you. So like I keep being like, Tay and I are like actually getting along so well, but I have to really give credit where credit's due. And like, we have an apartment.
Give credit to the apartment.
I give all the credit to the apartment, you know, like it's sick. It's big. She has a room she can work in. I have a room where I can work in. There's also a roof that we can work out of. Like, there's ample space to get like alone time. Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I sit here and I keep thinking, what would it be like if I was still in my apartment and with Bo? And I mean, granted, he would be in his and I would be in mine. So maybe it would be okay. Maybe that would be okay because we'd be separated. But it's just, I think of you more than anyone else because you were living in just one room. And that is...
You were concerned. I remember when because I moved from a one bedroom in that building that I was in New York to the studio. And you were like, Taylor, this is not going to be good. Relationships can't sustain studio apartment living.
I've done that. I've done it before. Yeah. I've done the studio apartment
thing. You did
it
in the worst studio in the world.
I did it with my Satan ex-boyfriend, satanic ex-boyfriend in New York City. And it was the worst 6 months of my life.
But
like, hands down, worst 6 months of my life.
But it's the reason we're friends. So I am hashtag so grateful for
it. So honestly, so you know what I, what sacrifices have you had to make for our friendship? Because I sacrificed 6 months of my life for this friendship with you.
Honestly, yeah. You probably traveled to New York more than I traveled to LA. Sacrifice.
Uh-huh. Sacrifice. Yep. I force you to go on tour with me.
Yep. I actually get work out of being your friend. You have to pay me.
I pay you to be around
me.
Yeah,
but I also have to endure you sending me pictures of the McCarthy salad from the Beverly Hills Hotel. And that's just straight up friend abuse. So that's what I have to endure.
Fair. Do you want to know what I had for dinner last night?
A McCarthy salad, bitch.
No, I had sugarfish.
You're a monster. You don't even like sugarfish. You're a bitch. You're a mean girl. Boo, you whore.
I'm such a mean girl.
Oh, you don't even sugarfish. This is
okay.
So
I know
mean.
It's okay. It's okay. Let me explain why we had sugarfish. Because we both really wanted sushi, and Bo ordered it from Izakaya by Ketsuya. That's our favorite place to order
from.
And all of a sudden, over an hour and a half goes by and they cancel our order.
That's the worst.
And the only place that was open near us was Sugarfish. So I was I got it. I'll just order the trust me boxes.
Stop. And I don't want to hear it. Because I live in New Jersey and not New York, because everyone's like, why don't you just Postmates? And I'm like, they don't deliver to fucking Jersey City. So no sugarfish, no McCarthy salad.
You can't hire a task rabbit or something. There has to be a way.
Well, actually, Tay and I, we finally picked up our car that I bought for my parents from her sister's. We were like stashing it there so we didn't have to pay for a fucking garage. So I have said to Tay, I'm like, I think we need to drive into Sugarfish. Like, I'm there. It's been 2.5 months of no sushi. This is criminal.
Yeah. And it's fun to go for a drive. I do that often.
Yeah, maybe I will. But our cars also
feel
not
like you,
registered.
All right.
Well, we really fucked up on the car front. I mean, basically now we're just paying ridiculous amounts of money to park it in a garage, and we technically really aren't even supposed to take it. So we didn't know that. So we drove it for like 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
Just 2 separate times, very short distances. But so we called the DMV and we're like, we were going to go, I want to see my mom at some point. My parents are in Boston. And we're like, so what's the deal? And the guy was like, we were on the phone for 2 hours waiting to talk to the DMV. They're like, well, the DMV's closed, so you can't do anything. And we're like, okay, so what happens if, like, we get pulled over? And can we just say it's like we get a pardon? And the guy was like, well, it depends on the cop. And Massachusetts state troopers are not to be fucked with. Their thighs go to the top of your car, even if you're in an SUV. So, like, I feel like we'll just be getting ticket.
Speaking of wanting to go someplace because you wanted to go visit your family, the other day when Bo and I got off the phone with you and Tay, I was like, you know what? I was like, Bo, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to buy 2 tickets for them to come stay with us. Not realizing we were in a quarantine, not even thinking about it. I just thought I had like a lapse in like judgment, like my brain just short circuited for a second. And it was like, oh, we have all this time off. I'm just going to send them two tickets so they can come hang out with us because they have time off too. I didn't even think like, wait, that's not even, they can't go to the airport and we're quarantined and that's just not. But Bo was like, that would be so much fun.
Oh my God.
I know.
I swear.
Such a buzzkill.
This is what I predict. I predict that like at some point this summer we'll be able to like fly out there and we'll still be kind of in this like quarantine, non-quarantine situation. You know?
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I know people who have flown. I would not. I would.
Really?
Yeah. But, like, for, like, family emergency things.
Okay. I mean, that's different.
Like, people are flying. Like, there's all these news stories about people being...
I know. I see planes.
I see planes, too.
I see planes. I'm like, where? Who are in that? Who's in that? Like, what's going on? Do you know what I mean? Is the Delta Sky Lounge open right now? Like, are they still serving, like, the little sandwiches? What's happening? Who's making them? And, like, what is it like?
What is it like? Oh, my God. Nobody loves airports and airplane food more than Stassi Schroeder.
I talk to Bo about this all the time. I'm like, the first thing I'm going to do once I'm allowed to, like, leave my house for good is to be like, I'm going to go straight to LAX and we're going to fly somewhere. And he's like, where do you want to fly? And I'm like, we're going to fly to Chicago to that hotel, the Langdon or Langham or whatever.
Yes.
And we're just going to stay there, the one we went to when we were on tour, because it was the nicest hotel ever.
It was so nice.
I just want to be able to go to the airport, get on a plane, eat all the plane food, to have the whole experience, and then go to the hotel, get all the room service, and just, like, lay in that hotel room. That's seriously all I care about. I just want to go to the airport and leave.
That's so crazy. So many people hate flying in general. No. So much.
I love it.
Everyone's like, what's the first thing you're doing out of quarantine? People are like, I'm getting my nails done. I'm getting my lashes done. I would say, I'm going to Sugarfish. Stassi's like, I'm going to the airport. Just to fly. Psycho.
Oh, yes.
Listen.
Don't care. I just feel like, Taylor, this is becoming dangerously normal.
Girl.
Like, it's dangerously normal. Just like waking up, putting on a new pair of sweats.
Right.
Like eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner 400 times. Like, watching shows, just like chilling out, then like going to bed early, just like waking up again. This is just very, it feels like I'm in a full blown routine and it's scaring the shit out of me.
I know. Well, I, especially because, like, I mean, I, for how many years? Like 15 years straight, I've been in morning radio. So my day,
yeah,
my life has been get up early, go in, do a live show for however long. And then it's like, yeah, I learned how to fill my day up with like other projects too. But like, I'm up early and my day usually ends really early. And now it's like totally flipped. I'm like nocturnal. And it's like, I sleep anywhere between like 8 and 2 p.m.
Wait.
8 a.m. and 2 p.m. I'm usually, in the beginning of quarantine, truth, I was getting up at like 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. like every single day. That was really bad. Then I like leveled out around like 10:30, 11:30 a.m., but I was like having to set my alarm. And now the last week or so, I've been like kind of like getting up at 8. Sometimes I can fall back asleep. Sometimes I can't. I just like will watch a little TV, but like I'm in bed till like 10 every day, whether I'm asleep or not.
Wait, what time do you go to sleep at night?
You know, like 1 or 2.
Really?
3.
Seriously?
It's
what
bad.
What are you doing?
I'm watching television. I'm watching TV and Tay's asleep next to me. She got me these fucking headphones for the TV in our bedroom, and they're wireless, so I can just stay up and I just watch, like, I watch like all of Bloodline. I watched, what was the one I watched after that? It was so good. Oh, Mindhunter. Never saw it. It's about murders.
Yeah, that was like really old.
Yeah, I know. And then
I watched that a long time ago.
And then I'm almost done with The Outsider. Oh my God. Have you seen that?
I don't know.
It's Stephen King. It's so scary.
I feel like I
cover my eyes when I watch it like this. It's on HBO. I highly recommend it if you haven't watched it yet. But it's truly it's so scary. And it's about like demons. It's like, it's very, it's really not my speed at all. But like, that's what I do. I stay up like all night long watching these terrifying things.
Gonna write that down just in case, Outsider, in case I haven't seen it.
HBO.
I see. I don't even remember what I've watched and what I haven't watched. Like, I first of all, I can't believe that you were staying up till 3 a.m, like by choice. Like, Bo will be like, hey, want to put on a movie? And it's like 9:30. And I'm like, it's late.
Oh, my
God. And I'm going to go downstairs and get ready for bed. He's like, you don't have anywhere to be tomorrow.
Anywhere. I would kill you.
And I just can't wrap that around my head that I don't have anywhere to be. So, like, I come downstairs and, like, get ready for bed at, like, 10. Like, I'm still on that fucking schedule. If I stay up to, like, 11:30, that's wild for me.
Really? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Nerd.
I love it. I just feel like my body, like I'm like, I feel strange when it's like, I'm still awake and it's like 1 a.m.
I know. I don't love it. I really don't. But I just like, and honestly, even before quarantine and pandemic, I did have to like fight myself to go to bed. Like I'm not great at falling asleep.
You have pills. What's wrong?
Because I have sleep anxiety or some shit like that. But Tay, yeah. like, Tay's like you. She could go up to bed at, like, 9 every single night. I'm like, I think we live, like, in Barcelona. Like, I make dinner at 11 p.m. every single night.
Really?
My quarantine schedule is fucking whack as shit. It's terrible. It's terrible.
That's kind of fun. I want to have one day. I'm like going to stay up till like 1, make dinner at 11. That's like kind of exciting of me.
Ibiza vibes. Yep.
You know what I've been binging?
What?
I need to start binging good like shows that you're proud of. Ladies of London again.
Oh my God. That's such a good one. I'm so proud of you. I want to do that.
It was like the best decision I've made all of quarantine. I had to buy them first of all. So I've already spent like $65 on, because like they're not on Hulu, which is rude.
I also buy all things on Bravo.
I'm like in iTunes typing in my password, buying Ladies of London.
You guys, if you saw what Stassi owns from her television purchases and movies and TV shows, it is deplorable.
I have a million things.
It is like, remember that day we counted up how much money you spent on movies and TV shows?
Oh, it was disgusting. No. It hurt my feelings. And you know what's so annoying is that so many of those movies are Disney movies because they were let out of the vault. And I'm like, whenever I see something's out of the vault, I'm like, I got to snatch it up right then and there for fear that like it'll never come out again. And then they decide to go and have fucking Disney Plus. So it's like all of the money that I spent on those movies, it was a waste and I should be reimbursed.
You really like, should be.
I haven't even watched most of those.
What a sucker. You fell for the vault. I knew that shit was whack when I was like 12. I was like, the vault. Okay. Oh, they're letting Pinocchio out again? Ooh.
Yes. Yes, and you might miss it. And I always pictured this like actual vault with like, you know, like the things you have to twist like but with your hands and like, oh, the vault's heavy and you got to like open it up. And it's like, it's a VHS, just tons of VHS tapes. And it's like, which one are we going to remaster today and let it out just for like 3.5 weeks and like people better get it. I don't know. There's just something magical about letting it out of the vault.
Yep. Well, now they ruined that whole like pyramid scheme with Disney Plus.
Speaking of pyramid schemes, I wrote a chapter about that in my second book because I really want one. I really want to run a pyramid scheme.
You don't want to run a pyramid scheme. You'll go to jail.
Yes, I do.
You'll go to jail.
Not if I'm not caught. I don't know. There are ways around it.
If you're writing about it in a book, then chances are when you finally do like start your quote unquote business, everyone's going to know what the hell's going on and you're going to be locked up in jail back in quarantine.
Fine.
You know what you get in jail? You get a studio apartment.
Oh, I know. With like the toilet, like
exactly
in there. Wait, can we talk a little bit more about Ladies of London? Because I don't have anyone to talk about it with. What do you remember?
I remember so many things. Honestly, for just overall, that show was completely robbed. Why they got rid of it is like, I mean,
I don't understand. Well, I don't understand.
I think Caroline moved
to Dubai. You could still do it without her.
That's what I was thinking. But I think maybe she was like a creator or an EP or something, because I feel like when she left, the show just like naturally ended, and it didn't make sense because like it was just such a damn good show, and they had other really strong cast members. So maybe like Caroline, and I love her, but like she is such a bitch. I could see her being like, not me, not the show. You know, like she would like totally.
I could totally see that too. She's that type of bitch where I don't know whether I'm absolutely obsessed with her or whether I'm just so terrified and like weirded out by like
she
her evil.
She is one of a kind. And I think I do. I think I am obsessed with her. I do. But I don't think we would get along in real life.
I don't think, see, that's, I like watching her on TV. I don't think she would be, we would be friends either.
I think she'd be hyper competitive with you.
I think so too. And I think that we'd be like, yeah, no, I'm like not going to deal with this like queen bee shit right now. And like, you're like being mean to me is like not funny. Like, I don't know who the fuck you think you are. I get that that worked with other people, but like, I really don't. This is I hate when people compare me to her and people like her all the time. And I'm like, I'm not actually mean. I'm truly not.
You're not actually mean.
I don't know. I get where this came from. Season one. Okay. But that was like 8 years ago.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
I get that was where like, this came from. Well, also, you were going through like the worst situation ever. That's season one.
It wasn't just like a normal life. It's like I'm 22 years old going through shit with my ex-boyfriend. My friends like don't believe me and like left me. I was like going nuts. And I'm like, that's, yeah, no shit, I was an asshole. But like, haven't we gotten past that? Like, yeah. Are people going to let, like.
And you were also in your early 20s. Like, you're in a position where you can and you have evolved and grown up, whereas Caroline is in her 40s. So if she's pulling queen bee shit in her 40s, yes, that's just not changing.
That's who she is. That's not changing. That is who she is. So like, no, I don't think I'm like Caroline Stanbury, and
and I take deep offense to that.
I mean, I'm not that mean, but like, I would really appreciate if she got back on my TV screen. You know what? I was like Googling, because this is what I do now. I just literally Google every person that pops up on screen. Did you know that Annabelle Nielsen died?
Yes. Yes.
I
know.
Didn't know that. Where the fuck was I?
That could have been another reason why they stopped filming. But I think it happened years after they stopped the show. So
yeah, it happened in 2018. The show was already started. She wasn't a part of the third season. So like,
oh, I guess you're right. Yeah, that was sad. I mean, well, she was like, she was really good friends with who was the designer? That
Alexander McQueen.
Yes. And I know, like, I'm gonna sound like my grandma right now, but like, she ran with a fast crowd, you know? So I wonder, like, and she was so young to pass away, so they never really explained from what. So yeah. But yeah, it's a great show. It's great.
Sorry, it was just like super alarming when I was like, I'm going to go follow her on Instagram. And then I see that she's passed away. It was like really, it took me a little bit of time to digest it and like get my feelings out of it. I'm pretty sure I cried a little bit because I was like, I'm watching her on TV. I went to go follow her on Instagram and she's not here anymore. And where was I? Like, how did I not know that this happened 2 years ago? It was depressing.
I'm so sorry for you, honey. Are you okay?
Thanks. Okay, we don't need to talk about depression shit anymore. Let's just talk shit about other people that I've seen in the news. Okay?
Yes, please.
Your favorite person, yes. Your favorite person, yes, in the whole world, yes. Something Navy.
My favorite person to talk shit about is Something Navy. Her name, yes. Her real name is Ariel Charnas. I actually know her. Like, I had her on my radio show on Sirius a couple times because her sister, who I was acquaintances with, friendly with, asked me to do her little sister a favor and have her on my big, bad, cool, Sirius radio show because she was trying to become a fashion blogger. And I'm all, what's that? This was like back when like Instagram was just invented. So like I knew her before she had 1.3 million followers. And, you know, I thought that she was fine, but I wasn't, you know, it's hard to talk fashion over audio. So I gave her the benefit of the doubt with that.
Totally.
But I remember that her sister asked me again, oh, will you have her back on? And I said, it wasn't like the greatest content, but I did it again because I really liked her sister. And then years went by and then Ariel blew the fuck up and I was like, you know what? This is an industry of favors. I'm going to reach out to her and be like, hey, can you help me out? Can I pick your brain about blogs or whatever? Because at that time I was blogging, which is very embarrassing. I don't want to talk about it. So,
I was around for that. Oh, it was the same time I was blogging.
And you remember? And well, the blog is how I met Taylor. She was my videographer.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
And I hired her because she was dirt cheap. And I was like, this girl is so stupid. She does not charge enough money. And it's fabulous. Anyway, so I wanted to pick Ariel's brain about like how to like grow. Because like, I mean, for example, like you're on a TV show. So you know, it's like like
built-in audience. I know.
But like when you're literally just a girl from New York City that no one knows your name, and then you build like a following from literally nothing, it's like, that's like, how does one do that? Like, I want to understand.
I completely agree.
So, and also, just to be clear, your following is the biggest out of everyone on your show. So obviously you have some special sauce in what you're doing too. I just want to give you credit where credit's due. Just saying. It's not just because of the TV show. It's because you're you, boo-boo. It's because you're you.
Oh, shucks. Shucks.
So I reached out to her, I don't know, for a little friendly advice, maybe a little lunch. No response. Okay.
Really?
Sometimes things happen. They slip through the cracks. Let a lot of time go by because I'm not one to hound somebody. And then I ran into her at Sunset Beach in the Hamptons. And I was like, hey. And she was like, hi. And I was like, I don't know if you got my email, but I would love to pick your brain. She was like, oh my God, tell me. And then nothing again. Oh my God, text me. Nothing again. And then just, you know, I heard around town that was kind of the MO.
That's her vibe.
Do me favors. Yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot. I don't return favors. And that's like, that's just like, it's not a cool thing to do. So I stopped following her years ago because of that. Also because she was driving me nuts with her, like, I'm so thin and I eat grilled cheese every single day with French fries. I'm not here for
I think that's why I stopped following her. Because I used to follow her just because I used to follow, like, every fashion blogger when, like, fashion blogging was, like, the thing. And then once I just started seeing that she was, like, so skinny and talked about how
it's very triggering.
And, like, after she had her kids and she's, like, don't body shame me for being too skinny or something like that. I can't remember.
What I
and I
say,
was like, I can't.
It reminds me like it's like if there was a rich person and they were like, I just can't stop making money. You're like, shut up. That's called bragging. Like,
yes,
if you're thin and you get to eat shit all day, don't talk about it because no one's gonna want to be your friend. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like that's the thing is, listen, I'm sure there's layers of other complex things behind it. Like, a lot of times, doth protest too much. Like, you constantly talk about food because maybe there's a struggle there, and that's something that's very real and that's not lost on me, and I have total female sympathy and empathy for that, and I get that there, you know, yes, it's hard to, you know, lose weight, but there are some people who struggle with gaining weight, and I understand that's a thing. I could only dream to struggle to gain weight, but, you know, people tell me it's just as bad as trying to lose weight. As somebody who has to constantly try to lose weight, I will say I disagree, but fine. I'll play your game and say.
I disagree.
I mean.
No, I'm not going to play that game. I'm not going to play that game and say it's just as hard for me to gain weight as it is for you to lose weight. I will never play that game. You know why? I have never actually met one person who has looked at me and said, you don't understand. I have such a struggle. Like, I eat as much as I can, and look at me, I weigh less than 100 pounds. I just can't do it.
I have one friend.
I've never met one person.
I have one.
Where are these people hiding? I don't understand.
I have one, but it is legit because actually, because now it's like getting hot out, and I keep seeing her post pictures on Instagram. I'm like, why is she not wearing like bathing suits or shorts? And a mutual friend of ours was like, oh, because, you know, she thinks she's like disgusting because she's so skinny. And I was like, what? No such thing. And our friend was like, no, it's like really like a thing. Like, she thinks her legs are like, she has like bony chicken legs. And I was like, oh. So that was the first and only that I was like, okay, well, I think I have. Well, sausage legs. Also, speaking for 1 second to go off on a tangent, I was with Taylor's nephew like a couple weekends ago, and I was changing, and he caught a glimpse of my armpit. He's 3, and he went like this to me, Stassi. Auntie, your armpits are so mushy. And literally, I hate my armpits so much, and no one understands. And he's right; they are mushy. They don't go in; they go out. They're not concave; they're convex.
Wait,
do you want to see? You want to see it, don't you? I'm not showing you.
No, I don't.
Oh my god, have you seen my mushy armpit before?
No, I'm. That's not why. I'm just dying because there's nothing worse than when kids point out the things that you're self-conscious about, because it's like, it is the cold, hard truth.
Yeah, do kids ever say, oh my God, your armpits are so skinny? I would love a child to say that. Anyway. So, but I really do feel like women, I feel like women who like have like an ideal or like a super thin body type, right? An admirable physique, right? That's like the standard of beauty, okay? And all they do is talk about all the shit food they eat. I think that's a crime against women, and you should have to go to jail. With Stassi and her pyramid scheme.
I'm so here for that.
If Martha Stewart had to go to jail for insider trading, women should have to go to jail for that girl-on-girl crime.
Yes, it is girl-on-girl crime.
Right?
Yes.
What you're saying to the world is, oh my God, I was just born better than you. Sorry.
And yes.
So that's
more
why
people need to rally around this. I'm going to start a petition.
I'll sign it. I want to co-partner with you.
Stassi for president 2024. And my campaign theme will be like, I am here to take down the bitches who brag about all they can eat.
Like, for example, I have a friend who is a model, and whenever I would go to dinner with her, she would be like to the waiter, she always says, amore, amore. And she would be like, you know who I'm talking about. Amore.
I know one of your model friends.
Yes, this is the one. But she would always say to me, like, oh, amore, I can't have butter. I can't have these. And I'm like, fucking great, because you're sacrificing to look that gorgeous. I can respect that. I can respect it.
Good for her. Good for her. So she would be like, I can't eat this stuff.
Yeah. She's like, I wish. I just can't. I have a shoot tomorrow. I have to drink water today. Only hot tea and lemon. I'm like, thank you.
Yes. Good for her. This is the type of shit I need to see from other women who look perfect. Like I need to know that, like, you actually have to struggle a little bit to look like this. But it's not fair.
Thank you. Like, I interviewed these two Victoria's Secret models years ago when I was at Sirius. And this is like right around the time that they were doing all like the BMI for fashion shows. So like, if you didn't have like, basically it was like a propaganda push from the fashion industry to be like, all of our models are healthy. We don't promote anything bad for women. And it's like bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
Oh yeah.
So all of a sudden, all these models, you know, that who only knows what they were putting their bodies through, exercise, eating, whatever, to look the way that they look. They were all of a sudden like, I love food, which is actually more insulting. So these girls come in and I'm like, so like, what do you do to prepare for the fucking Victoria's Fashion Secret show? Like, they were angels. And this one girl was like, oh my God. I was like, do you like work out like crazy? Is it like water only for 3 days? Like, tell me the secrets. And they were like, oh my God, we eat so much before a show. We want our curves to be popping. And I was like, having no time for it. No time.
My God. I would have loved to have done that interview.
So stop.
Taylor, I would have killed to do that.
I'm like, what? And they're like, and I'm like, okay, so like, what kind of foods? And this girl was like, she panicked. Like, she didn't think I was going to follow up.
Like, she didn't, like, she didn't know. She doesn't know different kinds
of
foods.
She said this. Well, I eat, like, cheeseburgers and hamburgers. Busted! You either eat.
No one says cheeseburgers and hamburgers. You say one or the other. Oh, my God. Taylor, I got you right when you said it. I knew.
And then the other one goes like this. Because I was like, really? Well, I feel like people are either cheeseburger or burger people, but okay. But I let it slide. And then I said to the girl, so what do you like? And she went this to me. She did a hard swallow. And then she goes, dessert's awesome.
I can't breathe. This is so good.
So
this is the best laugh. Oh my God. This is the best story I've been told. And oh my God. Desserts rule.
Desserts awesome. Liar. What?
Do you remember which Victoria's Secret models
were? They were like very rookie angels. They weren't like big names.
Right.
And they clearly weren't properly media trained. But
This reminds me of like on Vanderpump Rules this season when Raquel was at a restaurant and she goes, I'll have the cheeseburger with cheese. It's like, that's like, it's literally the first time she's ever ordered a cheeseburger in her fucking life. That is probably my favorite line of the season.
And you know, I know that girl Charlie got like a ton of shit for like, I'd never had pasta. But you know what? Well, look at how she looks. Maybe that's why.
Fair, but she, if you watch, I know you haven't watched.
I'm behind.
She has lots of scenes where she's like shaming other girls, being like, fine, you go eat at Olive Garden. I'll know exactly what you'll look like in 10 years. Oh, and just like,
oh,
really?
No.
Like,
oh, no, no.
Just don't do that. Don't do that. You know, I can just rest easy knowing that you have to struggle and that you don't get to enjoy pasta ever. So, like, that's good enough for me to know. Now you don't need to come at us for, like,
okay, Charlie.
Liking Olive
Garden. Well, guess what? When quarantine's over, girl, I know which first house I'm going to beat your fucking ass up. I'll kill her with my big, fat, mushy armpits. So that's when I stopped following Something Navy, because I was
I was just about to say that. I was like, where the fuck did that, you know, how did we get there? Yes, like, Something Navy.
I'm like, too much. Yes. And so I have been like an, like, and when I don't like something, shocking, I don't fucking follow it. I know there's lots of people listening that that's a foreign concept for, but if something displeases me or upsets me, I'm not going to troll them. I'm just going to not engage.
Unfollow.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But then, oh, there was the Amanda Seyfried fight, so then I got back in.
Okay, wait, yeah. Should we, like, give some backstory about that?
She basically posted a picture of herself in a bikini and was like, you know, basically, like, I won't be shamed for being thin and working hard. And because for years she was saying she eats whatever she wants, and now all of a sudden she's the Pilates princess. So, but I did miss a gap of time, so I don't know, like, where the shift happened. But, like, she basically posted, like, a picture of herself, very thin, like, she's probably size zero, in a bikini, and was just kind of saying, like, and also, like, if you're taking a family picture in a bikini on the beach or by the pool, that makes sense. That has context. But when you're doing, like, selfies of yourself in a bikini or underwear in your house, I feel like that's a little thirst trappy.
Totally agree.
You know?
Yeah,
it's,
totally
so,
agree.
So, like, I feel like, what do you expect when you put that out there?
Well, no, this is the thing.
It's bragging
also,
again.
But you know what? I have no problem with anyone doing a selfie bikini shot. If they are feeling themselves,
okay,
then, like, fine. But, like, the caption is what my problem was.
Yeah.
Is what my problem is.
And I think that a lot of people do probably say horrible things to her, right? They're probably like, you're too thin. They probably say mean things like that. And so
I want someone to comment that to me.
Girl, same.
There was a time when people used to comment, and this was 7 years ago, like, you need to eat a cheeseburger, and I lived for those. I can't even remember the last time I got a comment like that. That'll never happen again. So,
yeah, same,
you know,
same over here. Oh, the good old days. But, you know, I mean, I guess if it's all you get, it can get really annoying. So I think that's what was happening. But basically Amanda Seyfried's friend, like, wrote this, like, very eloquent thing and then deleted it because she, like, didn't want to troll an influencer. And then Amanda Seyfried was like, fuck it, I'm doing it for my friend. And she was basically like, you represent such privilege, and, like, you need to understand that you as a mother saying, like, this is my body, and, like, you know, back off, like, you are so aspirational, and you have to, like, give credit where credit's due. Like, you can afford to eat certain foods. That's privilege. You can afford to go to expensive classes and have, like, you know, your own private instructors for Pilates. You, like, you know, you have a nanny, so you have time to go to the gym and work out. All these things. And she's like, I just want you to start to see that you represent something that is triggering for people, and have a little bit of self-awareness, and, like, you know, and just understand that you don't represent the norm, you represent the exception. And she could have been like, you know what, you're right, I see it, but of course she didn't, and it was like, then it just became this fight. And then, like, her husband, who is the pits on Instagram, he did this whole birthday post, like, warning, if you can't, like, be naturally thin, don't read this post. Warning, if you're not naturally beautiful, don't read this post. It's like, he basically was, like, saying all the things that he thinks that she is, and being like, if you're an ugly, chubby, you know, girl,
don't read this post.
It's not for you. And it was like, whoa, 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 whoa. So then I was like, well, now I'm engaged back. And then I dropped off again. And then the COVID shit happened.
Yeah. Okay. So I want you to tell me in detail, because I only know what I've seen on Daily Mail. So, like, I knew when I saw this, I knew you would know all of
Are you kidding me? I'm like,
I'm sure you've you've talked about this a lot.
Psychotically addicted to it. Like literally, I'm concerned for myself. So
okay, tell me everything. Tell me everything.
So she, you know, she, her brand is kind of like privileged, entitled, delusional, and intolerable. That's at this point, that's the brand. I know more people that what one would call quote unquote hate follow her than follow her out of like. Okay. So that's just, that's my understanding of it. Okay. So she definitely has this like brand of like, you know, it's just very unrelatable, where right now, like a lot of people like to relate to people, whatever, there it is. So she, of course, and she's also, and I've read a lot of articles about her. So people like have also used a term to describe her, allegedly. I don't know. I'm just repeating something I heard, hypochondriacal, which means she's a hypochondriac.
Okay.
Like she always thinks she's has everything. So when COVID comes out, of course she's like, I'm sick. So it's like, oh God, here we go. She's going to think she has COVID. So she starts to really get in her own head, and she documents everything because she's an influencer. So like if she's having a bad day, we're on that bad day with her if we're following her. And so she got herself all worked up, and then she was like, I need a test. And this is when tests were not available for people who were like doctors and in the hospital and sick. And like, it was like very irresponsible to get a test if you're young.
Yes.
And, you know, and you don't have all the symptoms. So she basically, quote unquote, cut the line, got a test through a concierge doctor. She drove up, and on the way driving up there, like to the doctors in New York City, her and her husband got in a hashtag Volvo. Yeah, they use it as a post for a partnership with Volvo. She got swabbed in the car. She was like, and then they get home, and then she's like, I'm not feeling well, but you know, we'll see the test results. I'm so freaked out. And then like the next day, 6 hours later or something, she was like, oh, a package from Louis Vuitton. And you're like, wait a second, do you have COVID and you're scared, or are you fucking getting packages from Louis Vuitton? Like, I'm confused. So people were pissed about that. And then guess what comes back? Her COVID results, and she's positive. And then there was a lot of speculation of, did she lie or is it the truth? And some people were like, she's definitely lying to save face. Some people were like, I think it's the truth. But then she's not quarantining from her nanny, her husband, her kids. She's like rolling around the floor with the kids, doing fucking TikTok dances, kissing the kids. And it's like, that's not really, you know, and she's very, very much a germaphobe. And so you would think that somebody with COVID would be like, keep the kids away. But in her defense, I'll play devil's advocate. Maybe she had heard in the news that kids can't get it, so maybe she thought that somehow, like bippity boppity boo, they were safe. So maybe that's why she was snuggling with them.
Was that in the news? Because I don't remember reading that.
This is a deep dive, queen. Like, I did a really big deep. Oh, what? That kids can't get COVID?
It was
kind of implied that like kids really were like resilient against it. But now they're starting to find that kids they're seeing a series of, I feel like it's neurological things with kids, and they think that that's their reaction to the COVID. So actually, so we have to be worried about everyone. But there's like definitely a certain demographic that we're the most worried about. So a young, healthy 30-year-old should not be cutting the line and getting a test ahead of other people who are in dire need of it. So she gets in trouble for that. So then you're supposed to quarantine once you're COVID positive for 14 days minimum.
I know.
So what she did is she left her apartment building in New York City with her husband, who could be a carrier, asymptomatic, or have it. Her nanny, does she have it? Does she not have it? The kids, are they carriers? Do they have it? Do they not have it? She has it, supposedly. So they drive out to the Hamptons. So don't forget, you know, they live in a high-rise building in New York City. So they're putting everyone in their building that has to go into the elevator at risk, you know, unless they have a private elevator. The doormen, they're putting them at their health at risk. You know, I mean, they can all wear masks and stuff, but the more contact, I mean, she's COVID positive.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
According to her. And then they get in the car and they drive. Did they stop at a gas station? We don't know. Did they deal with a parking lot attendant? We don't know. We don't know any of the answers to these questions, but you know, of course, left up to the imagination, one can speculate. She could have like potentially contaminated so many people. And then the Hamptons was having like a thing where they were like, please, no New Yorkers coming from like the hot spot, like the hot zone of America out here, because we literally, for all the hospitals that you have that are overrun, we have like two hospitals and like 8 beds in each. So God forbid there's an outbreak here, like we're not equipped to deal with the New York City population. And again, to play devil's advocate, they're not the only New Yorkers that went out there, but they were the only ones
that...
You don't
need to play devil's advocate anymore.
Well, they were the only ones that documented it, and they were also the only ones that we knew that were fucking COVID positive. So they get out there, They have people come in setting up the Wi-Fi. It's like, I mean, is she quarantined upstairs? I don't know. Anyway, basically, in that fell swoop, she became the poster child for what not to do in a pandemic such as what we're going through right now. And she was just clobbered by people. I mean, the articles. Vanity Fair wrote an article, "Is this the end of influencers?" with her picture on it. I mean, that's not good press.
I'm going to look this up.
So anyway, and she was in, again, they were talking about people in general, but she was at the epicenter of all the conversation. So she had yet to like really apologize anything. Her husband's basically just anyone who was criticism. He like some girl like wrote a post and she was like from Cornell and he was like, "Cornell? That's a safety school, stupid." Like, what?
What an idiot.
What a douchey douchebag, double bag of dicks thing to say. So anyway, not handling it well, PR nightmare. If she has a team at this point, I'm sure they're pulling their hair out. Anyway, so basically, she then has this like come to Jesus moment where she's like, "My family is now getting death threats. We are very scared. We're not bad people." She's crying. She's wearing a fabulous Champion jacket that I tried to get, but it's sold out. God damn it. She really is a fashion influencer. Even as mad as I was her, I was like, I want that jacket. And she cried and she said, "You know, we're not bad people. We're good people. I made a mistake. I am sorry. I didn't, you know, I embarrassed my community." She was sorry, but she was sorry because she was in deep doo-doo. Yeah. And then weeks later, her fucking husband, finally, he apologized, what that said to me, and again, this is just, I have no information, this is just my interpretation as a spectator, I'm like, wow, business must be really bad, because to get for her husband, Mr. Privilege, entitled USA, to say, "I'm swawy," must have taken, like, a truly fearful moment in their bank account. You know, that's just my interpretation. So whatever. So then they laid low for a while. And it's like, will it blow over? Maybe not. But if I were her, I would keep my head so fucking down and just like, just be in the Hamptons in your rental and just like be by your pool and just keep doing your fucking TikTok dances. It's all good. And then
the flowers.
Now there's this accusation from a florist that she ordered flowers for Mother's Day. And she basically tried to dispute the charge. And, you know, as we can see, she's very affluent. I can't imagine Mother's Day flowers would be over $500 to $1,000. And that's me being crazy. Hampton's price is ridiculous. But basically, when I read it, I thought, maybe, again, benefit of the doubt, maybe the florist, okay, is using this. He knows her name's a trigger. He's using it as an opportunity to promote his business. But he basically lashed out and said, like, "I can't believe this girl. She looks so innocent and sweet. She's nothing. She's none of the sort. And do not, like, come in contact with her. She is basically bad news bears." And so then she, like tweeted back, like, "Oh, my God, there must be a miscommunication. I never talked to anybody. Maybe it was my assistant. I'm so sorry. Let's work this out." And then he deleted his tweet or a text or Instagram or whatever. And then his friend went on blast on her, and her, she's just like a regular person. And she was like, "Lies, lies, lies. Ariel, I spoke to you on the phone. So unless you instruct your assistants to talk like you and say that they are you, it was you. And we told you things would be delayed because of the pandemic. You were very understandable on the phone." So basically, like, she didn't dispute the charge, like, the next day. She disputed the charge, like, 2 weeks later. And the thing is, like, listen, like, maybe she was pissed the flowers weren't delivered in a timely manner. And maybe she charged, like, "I just recently ordered for my mom because I was in a panic. It was her birthday and I was going to see her. I spent $150 on flowers. I spent a 50 of that to get same day delivery." Right. That was on a Saturday. Guess when they got there? Fucking Tuesday. Guess what I did? I didn't complain. And we're in the middle of a fucking pandemic. The flowers are beautiful. Oh, you know what? These are, like, I'm tipping delivery people crazy amounts right now. Like, these,
I'm going broke because I'm that's why I'm going broke right now.
And you know what? Like, shame on me for waiting to the last 11th hour to send my mom flowers. I rolled the dice. Yeah. I hope they get there in time. They didn't. It's not the end of the world. Could I have actually gone and canceled them? Yeah, but I thought, what if they're already being made? And also, these, I don't want to cancel an order with a florist. So, and I, by no stretch of the imagination, have nearly as much money as this girl looks to have. So,
yeah.
If I'm her, why would I even take the risk? Like, it's, you're like, you are, she's at this point now infamous. It's not even famous. She's infamous. So why would you want to give anybody the opportunity to drag you for some bad PR? Like, how much money is your reputation worth?
I'm so into this tea right now that, like, when we're done, I am just going to spiral down in my on my iPad and just really look up all these articles. I'm so interested in this.
It's honestly, it really is fascinating. And I mean, I just, you know what I am? I'm SMH, Stassi. I am just shaking my head.
Oh God, because I hate when I get that commented on.
I know, me too. But I can't imagine, like, I would just, if I were her, I would be walking on eggshells right now, just like trying to like recoup my reputation. And like, I just feel like it's so short-sighted to try to get your money back on flowers. Like,
I totally agree.
And like, listen, I get it. When things don't work properly, you get pissed. And sometimes people we know, you know, they tweet till 3 a.m. at FedEx. Because they're angry. And he's like, but...
Did Jax do that?
Jax did that. But I just think that, you know...
It's like, that sounded familiar.
I feel like now is like, listen, I'm usually the biggest Karen in the world. I am like, I want to speak to your manager. I like wore the dress. I spilled red wine all over it and I'm trying to return it. I'm the fucking worst. But during these times... I have to shelve that part of my personality, you know?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So.
Yes.
Anyway, there's the tea, baby.
God, I really loved catching up with you.
You mean talking shit?
Yes. Talking shit. Taylor, you don't understand. Like, our talking shit is harmless. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
it's about people we don't know.
And it's already been talked.
It's always been talked about. Do you know what I mean? It's not like we're ever talking shit about like friends. Do you know what I mean? So it's like when we're on tour together, it's just so much fun because you and I can just be in our hotel drinking wine, scrolling through Daily Mail and be like, which topic do we want to talk shit about on next? It's like they're strangers. Who cares? It's harmless.
I know.
You know what I mean? And Bo, as much as like I've trained him to be like, caddy. And he's better at being caddy. He totally is. Like, he loves it. He's not as good as it. You know what I mean?
I mean, girl, we're like black diamond skiers in the caddy department, you know?
100%.
And like Taylor and Bo. Well, Bo might be like going down like a nice green trail.
Yeah,
but Taylor Donahue, she's like struggling with the J
bunny.
Bar on the fucking bunny slope. She's got we had to hire her a ski instructor for the day. She won't talk shit with me, Stassi. It makes me so mad.
That's how I have this theory, because Katie Maloney calls me every day. Like, she loves talking shit on the phone, and I'm like, all right, I gotta like make sure I have like 30 minutes carved out so I can like sit down and listen to her about whatever she's gonna say. And my theory is because Schwartz refuses
definitely
to, so she never gets it out.
Yep.
So it's like when she finally sees me or calls me, it's like she finally gets to just like talk all the shit she wants about the randomest crap. And I'm just like, you need to train Schwartz to get down with the cattiness, because this is affecting you
and me
in every way. And me.
Well, honestly, Tay and Schwartz, like when we were out there right before the pandemic hit, Tay and him like fell in love at Barney's Beanery. Like they
it was
concerning. I was like, are Katie and I going to have to get married? Because are these two going to leave? Is Tay going to flip her sexuality and be with Schwartz? He like gave her his hat. It was a whole thing. Anyway, but like for real, like, yeah, like they're the same person. Like she's just.
Well, luckily you have this outlet. You have your podcast. You do other people's podcasts, your radio show. You do all this. So you shit talk all day long. You don't need to do it with Tay.
I know. But like, I just wish she would indulge me. It's basically I just call you and my mom. And then shit talk on Taste of Taylor, the Taylor Strecker show with Stassi on Straight Up with Stassi. See how I just did that plug?
Yeah, there you go. Okay, everyone, go listen to Taste of Taylor, Taylor Striker's podcast. I'm going to catch up. I'm going to make you do this podcast again in a month. So
I love it.
We can catch up a little more.
Please just follow me on Instagram at Taylor Striker. That's like literally my only quarantine wish.
Okay, please do that, y'all.
So I was like, please do it so she stops bugging me about tagging her and things.
I love you. Seriously, thank you so much.
I love you. Are you kidding me? This is my favorite.
All right. Bye.
Bye.